This is St. Louis Public Radio. The COVID-19 pandemic threw off a whole lot of political events over the past year, including when the U.S. Census numbers would be completed. And that delay is having profound effects on the timing of Missouri's redistricting process and potentially how next year's election cycle will proceed. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum examines why the timeline is especially problematic for the state legislative redistricting.
The U.S. Census Bureau dropped a bombshell last Friday when they announced that vital data needed for this year's redistricting process wouldn't be ready until September 30th. That could wreak havoc for states with strict deadlines to complete the once-every-10-year affair, like Illinois. In some respects, Missouri's problem is that they have too much time built into its state legislative redistricting process. And that could cause big headaches for candidates who want to file for House and Senate districts that may not be completely set in stone when filing begins in February 2022. Here's why. The clock for Governor Mike Parson to appoint members of House and Senate redistricting commissions won't begin until April 30th, the day the census is supposed to send state population counts to President Joe Biden. As Missouri Republican Party Chairman Nick Myers pointed out, if the commissions are properly seated and agree on maps, they could conceivably finish their work before the end of the year. But that's based on the idea that the commissions, which are split evenly between Republicans and Democrats, actually come to a consensus.
That assumes that you have a map drawn by the commission and you don't have to turn it over to the judges.
The judges Myers is talking about is a panel of appellate judges that get appointed when commissions deadlock. Jim Layton, who was involved with redistricting litigation when he worked for the Missouri Attorney General's office, says history shows that these panels don't come to consensus very often. Since 1981, only 3 out of the 9 commissions have actually agreed on a map.
You can imagine that. I think that was the intention when this was created many years ago. But if you look at history, they deadlock.
And here's the biggest problem for Missouri right now. In the case of a deadlock, judges may not complete their work until during or after the candidate filing period is supposed to end in late March of 2022. Because of that, Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft says he's talking with lawmakers from both parties about potentially pushing the filing period back.
The idea of moving candidate filing back has come up from legislators. My instinctive response is, we know how to do elections. Don't mess with deadlines because something always breaks if we do that. But that doesn't mean we can't. I mean, we moved the municipal elections last year, although that was hard for me to support, but it seemed like the right thing to do at the time.
But moving the candidate filing period isn't necessarily as easy as it sounds. As Layton pointed out, litigation could further change state legislative districts, and he says that could make it more difficult to figure out what the new candidate filing period should be.
If they could say, we'll push it back a month or two, then, yeah, I think they'd have to seriously consider that. But there's no assurance that even 2 months is enough.
Justin Levitt is a professor at Loyola Marymount University in California who is an expert on redistricting. He says that the nightmare scenarios over state legislative maps in Missouri are based on assumptions that the commissions won't come to an agreement. Levitt says it's up to party committees that will supply nominees to the House and Senate commissions to pick people that are not going to automatically deadlock the process.
I imagine that if the legislative leadership from that district said, don't put forward somebody who's going to be so stubborn that we don't have maps until the end of the process, that the Congressional District Committee would listen. And if they don't look that far ahead, then it's kind of their own fault for nominating the people who would put them in the bind to begin with.
Because redistricting data won't be available until late September, that creates a completely separate redistricting headache. State legislators responsible for drawing congressional districts will almost certainly have to go into special session later this year to ratify a map. But that work should be done well before filing is supposed to start in February 2022. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.